Nigerian journalist investigating corruption arrested for terrorism and economic sabotage. By BenQ on May 23, 2019. Prominent Nigerian journalist Joan Sabiri was arrested Wednesday on charges of terrorism and economic sabotage, in a case some rights groups claim is politically motivated. Sabiri, the publisher and editor-in-chief of The Weekly Source, was held under Nigeria's Cybercrimes Act, Anti-Sabotage Act, and Terrorism Prevention Act for crimes he allegedly carried out between June and July 2016. His lawyer, Samuel Ogala, said his client has since pleaded not guilty to charges of terrorism, economic sabotage, and fraud. Court documents viewed by the Premium Times allege that Sabiri sent text messages to Shell and AKP officials, threatening to blow their oil installations if they did not heed his demands. The arrest has caused alarm among rights groups, including the Committee to Protect Journalists, CPJ, who argue his arrest is an effort by President Muhammadu Buhari to intimidate a journalist investigating alleged corruption within oil companies and the regional government in the Niger Delta. The re-arrest of Joan Sabiri showcases once again the brazen willingness of the Nigerian government to intimidate and harass the press, said CPJ Africa Program Coordinator Angela Quindle. Nigerian authorities should immediately release Joan Sabiri and permit him to continue his work without fear of retaliation. The latest charges come 9 months after Sabiri was released from custody by the Nigerian State Security Service, having spent 2 years there without charge while being denied access to his family or a lawyer. In their press release, the CPJ said they had contacted spokespersons for the Department of State Security, Nigeria's Information Ministry, and the office of Muhammadu Buhari, all of which went unanswered. Although Nigeria has many independent media outlets, there remains ongoing concern about overall press freedom. Africa's most populous nation has more than 100 independent newspapers, and yet covering stories involving politics, terrorism or financial embezzlement by the powerful proves problematic, notes the press freedom group Reporters Without Borders. Journalists are often threatened, subjected to physical violence or denied access to information by government officials, police and sometimes the public itself. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.